Daf is daf yud. So let's take it from the top, a couple lines down. The 8 lines down, the Gemara begins Bai. So Bai Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara asks the following question. Yesterday's daf was a little bit tricky. We had a number of complicated questions. So the Gemara today is a bit easier. So asks the Gemara Bai Rami Bar Chama Makdish Mosif Chomish O Miskaper Mosif Chomish. So we learned yesterday that if a person is going to be Makdish an animal, then he's going to be poed to the animal. So then the individual has to add a chomesh to that value. But let's say an individual's makdisha behema, so that his friend could get a kapara. So there are two different people here. There's the makdish and then there's a meskaper. So who's the one responsible to pay for the chomesh if they were to be poda the animal? So comes along, Amar Rava. Rava says, Amar Kura, the pasuk says, Vim ha makdish yigal es beso. So the Gemara, the pasuk clearly emphasizes the makdish. So the Gemara darshan's makdish velo miskaper. He's the one who pays the chomesh. That's when it comes to chomesh. What about Tamura? Bai Rami Bar Chama Hamakdish Osa Tamura or Hamiskaper Osa Tamura. Let's say the same scenario where a person's Makdish and a different individual is the one being Miskaper. So which one of them has the ability to create Tamura? Is the Makdish, is he the one who could do the Tamura, or only the Miskaper could do the Tamura? So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Im Kain, if you're going to say that the Makdish is the one who's able to do Tamura, and not the miskaper, so then matzinu tzibur v'shutvin osin tamura. Then we could find a case where the tzibur and partners are able to do tamura. And even though the Mishnah tells us that tzibur shutvin can't do tamura, but if you say it goes based on the makdish, you could have a situation where he can, because kagon deshavit shaliach lakdushe. If the tzibur points one individual to be makdish the animal on behalf of all them, so if you go based on the makdish, so there's only yachid. If you go based on the miskaper, there's a whole tzibur here. So since we paskin that tzibur ain't osim tamura, so it must be that we go based on the miskaper, since it's the tzibur, and not based on the makdish. So that's Rava's first approach. It must be that the miskaper is one of those tamura, and that's why the tzibur, since there are multiple people who are being miskaperim, that's why tamura doesn't work. The ode, another proof that the tamura goes based on miskaper, is Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Huna, Tana, the Raisa teaches that Karbano and the Gabi Nazir, Karbano la Hashem al Nizro, Milvana shetasu yado, that the carbon is for Hashem, for the Nazir, aside from the one who can't afford the money. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, this puzzle doesn't make any sense. The Nazir needed Mahasig Yad. Hasig Yad is a person's Oliva Yorid carbon. A carbon Oliva Yorid is, it goes up and down depending on the person's finances. If he's wealthy, he has to bring a bigger animal. If he's poor, he has to bring a smaller animal, or perhaps even a Mincha. But we know by Nazir is not an Oliva Yorid. It's not an example of it. It's a scaling a carbon. It's there's the same carbon for no matter whether you're Asher or Ani. So what does the puzzle mean when it says Mahasig Yad in the puzzle of a Nazir? So the Gemara explains, okay, so what's the example? It must be, there are two different indications here. Karbanu Lashem is Al Nizro, that's Shehifrish Mishalo. That's an individual who is able to set aside his own carbon for himself. That's one type of carbon Nazir. And Milvan Asher Tasug Yodo is another case of Shehifrish Shalo Acherim, where someone else does it for him. It's the same exact carbon, but the question is, who's paying for it? So the Hasig Yad, that part of the Pasuk, when it says Milvan Asher Tasug Yodo, is even if Reuven buys for Shimon. Shimon's the Nazir. So Reuven just funds the carbon of Shimon so Shimon could bring the carbon. That's the other part of this pasuk. Okay, so these are two ways you could bring a carbon Nazir, either from your own money or someone else pays for it. So what's the relevance of this halacha? The Mai Hilchaza? What's the inin of a Tasig Yad by a Nazir? So Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Le'inin Kapara, that the Reuven's allowed to pay for the Kapara of Shimon, that's the Chiddushir, the pasuk Pshita. Of course he does. Why wouldn't it work? If Reuven's willing to pay for the carbon of Shimon, Vada works. So that can't be the Chiddush of the Pasuk. So what does the Pasuk tell me that this case of a person could buy the Nazir of carbon for someone else? Ela must be Lagabi a completely different halacha with respect to Le'inin Timura. V'hachi kamar. Af kishe frisha lo acherim osa timura shma mina basar miskaper azdinim. We learn from the Pasuk of Nazir, again, nothing to do with Nazir at all, but we're learning a separate din that just like if I separate carbon for myself, I'm able to be creating, I could create a timura, so too, when I separate for him, he's also able to do a timura based on being miskaper. So that's the Gemara's first attempt to understand the Pasuk of Nazir. And the Gemara says, lo, not true. This Pasuk of Nazir has nothing at all to do with timura. It has to do with kapara. It's really Le'inin Kapara. Ah, so we say, of course you could do Kapara. What's the Chiddush? Why couldn't Reuven buy a carbon for Shimon? So Gemara says the kakashalach, that question that you had, matana de kayavle, so that Reuben gives a present to Shimon, wasn't that obvious? What's the pasuk needed to tell me? Gemara says, no, we actually do need the pasuk to tell me that Reuben can fund Shimon's carbon. Why? Because Ilav the Rabbi Rachman had the Torah not included that din of Acherim by the Pasuk of Nazir of Milvan Asher Tasu Yado, I would have thought Hava Amina Gzeres HaKasavi, there's a Gzeres HaKasavi, even though it may not make total sense, but there's a special Gzeres HaKasavi by Nazir. It says Karbono. Karbono Lashem, only your own carbon, only Mididehu the Mechaper, only if he brings his own carbon, as opposed to Midi Acherim, lo, if someone else funds it, it wouldn't work. Whatever the svar might be, it's Gzeres HaKasavi, that's the Hava Amina, and therefore, Kamash Blan, you need from the Pasuk Mavada Shetasik Yado, that even if someone else pays for your carbon, that works as well, and you get a kapara, but this has nothing at all to do with Timura. So go back, and so we want to know, in the end of the day, what's the bottom line? Who's Miskaper, who does Timura? Is it the Makdish who does Timura, or it's the Miskaper who's able to do the Timura? So my Havale, what's the bottom line? So Tashma, the Gemara brings a clear brisa, D'amar Rebbe Abohu, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, HaMakdish Mosef Chomesh, but Miskaper Ose Timura. While by the din of Chomesh, it goes based on the Makdish, when it comes to the din of Timura, it goes based on the Miskaper. And then as a separate din, related point in terms of people doing mitzvahs for other people, it says, Torim Mishalo Al Shalachem. Let's say my neighbor has tevel in his backyard, and I want to do a tova for him. So instead of him having to take off truma from his fruit, I'll use my fruits to separate truma in order to undo his fruits. So I'm doing my fruits for his fruits. So HaTorim Mishalo Al Shalachem. So who gets the Tovas Ana? Tovas Ana Shalom. What's Tovas Ana? So we know when Chuma, you separate Chuma, you give it to the Kohen. Now, which Kohen gets it? It's not whoever comes gets my Chuma. I get to decide who gets my Chuma. That's called Tovas Hana. I have that Hana of giving it to whomever I want. So who gets to give this Chuma? Is it my right as the one who separates Chuma? Or is it my friend's right because it's his fruits that are now no longer Tevel? So the Gemara says, Mishalo is referring to the individual who was created the Chuma in my property since I've got the Peros Chuma. I do it. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, Amakra, es kol maaser tvuatcha v'nasata. He who has the maaser or chuma in his possession, he's the one who has the right of tovas hana, and not the one whose fruit, which is no longer tevel. Okay. The new mission begins now towards the bottom of Daf Yudam and Aleph here. Ein memirin lo evarim bubarin. You're not allowed to do tumura. Tumura doesn't work when you try to take a limb of a chulin animal and try to swap it with an uber of a kachim. And velo ubrin ve'evarim, and velo of lo ubrin ve'evarim b'shleimim, velo shleimim behem. You can't do any ubrim and evarim cannot be involved in any type of tumura at all. And then Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mimirim Evarim Bishlemim Avaloshlemim Behem. You can actually take limbs of chulin animals and create tmura from a carbon that's shalim, but you can't take a shalim chulin and create tmura from a limb of a carbon. That direction doesn't work. So then finally comes along Amar Rabbi Yossi, Valo Mukdashim, don't we have a klal by Mukdashim? He brings a proof for himself. Ha'omer Ragla Shazu La'ola. I want to say the leg of this cow is an ola. The din is cool ola. The entire animal becomes an ola. So here as well, Afkish Omer Ragla Shazu Tachazo, if I want the leg of this animal to be in place of that animal that's already kadosh, I want to do tumura onto the leg of the cow, certainly Tekulo Tumura Tachle. It should expand itself entirely. So there's a very important fundamental point that Rabbi Yossi is making here. We talk about Tumura, how much is Tumura modeled after regular Makdish, regular Hekdish? And he assumes it is. If I'm Makdish, a leg of a cow, the whole thing becomes Kadosh. So if I do Tumura from an existing carbon onto the leg of a cow, that will also expand itself throughout all of the animal. And the response to the Tanakama Lechor would be what we had said the other day, that when you do Tumura, since the Tumura somehow weakens the initial animal, it's not quite the same as Hekdesh, but this seems to be I never learned Tumura Be'in, but this seems to be really at the core of understanding Tumura, how much is it like Hekdesh, and how much is it not. So Gemara now says here, Itmar, Barpada Amar, Ein Kedusha Chala Al Ubim. If a person wants to be Makdish, you have an animal that's a chul and a cow. and you want to makdish the calf, that's an unborn calf right now, the halacha is it doesn't create a kedusha on the not yet born uber. But comes along Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kedusha chala al uberon. It actually does. If I makdish the uber inside the cow, it is chal, and when the animal is born, I would bring it as a carbon. So that's the machlokas between Parpada and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara points out that this machlokas is as the Rabbi Yochanan Tame. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to Shita in general. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Hiktish chatas miuberis. Let's say you're makdish a pregnant cow, you makdish the mother, and so even though you're only makdish the mother, the uber becomes kadosh as well. He writes, he says that again, hiktish chatas miuberis, v'yalda, then the cow gives birth to a calf, ratza ba miskaper, ratza bivlada miskaper. You have the option of either using the mother cow as the carbon for chatas, or either, even the vlad, even the calf as the carbon. So
but
you see, they're both kadosh, yeah, that's what you only have the option if they're both kadosh. So we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan the Shita, so that one is able to be makdish the uber. So these are two different scenarios. The first scenario is where the mother is a chulin, but you're makdish the uber inside. And the second case is where you're makdish the mother, and then mela the uber becomes kadosh. But both cases are that telling us that the uber becomes kadosh. So Gemara wants to know, why do you need both these cases of Rabbi Yochanan? We know the underlying theme is uber can be kadosh. So v'tzricha, you need both scenarios. Because the Ashmina and the Bach Kamaisa, we only taught the first case that the mother is chulin. I'm just makdish directly. I'm being makdish the uber, and there we say the kedusha chal. Hosam who the makdish there because the uber gufo. There I was very direct. I want to be makdish the uber. That's where it's chal according to Rabbi Yochanan. Aval hacha the second case where I'm only makdish the mother. The makdish the meime ema hu bechal ema. But lo kadosh, maybe I would say, it's a bit of girsa here, how to read this, but I would say maybe the uber would not be bechlal, the kedusha of the mother, kamash malan, that the kedusha is chal even on the uber. Now, Iyashmin and Basrais, we taught the second case first, that if you're makdish the mother, memela, the uber is kadosh as well. So hasim over there, who de'akdish le bechol de ishbo. I was makdish the mother, and all that was inside of her, it's all kadosh, it's all one unit, that's why it works. But here, our case, where you're makdish the uber alone, the akdish elei came into lese abrai, since it's not on the outside, it doesn't really exist yet in the world, I would have thought lo kadosh, and therefore tzricha, even in that case, when the uber is not born yet, Rabbi Yochanan permits, and he says, the kadusha, the hekdesh, in fact, is chal. Gemara is a little bit of a different angle of this shichusa, so lishna achrina. So my kmashalam, we had the second statement of Rabbi Yochanan that if you're makdish the mother, so memela the uber is kadosh as well. So im shiaro, if let's say you left out the uber and you were makdish the mother alone and not the uber, mishuyer uber lav yerachimahu. So we would have thought that the uber would be separate, wouldn't be bechlal the kedusha. Kamash malan, we say no. When you makdish the mother, memeli you makdish the uber as well. So that's what we have from the second statement. So v'tarti lamali, why do we have to have these two statements of being makdish the mother, it's all together, and being makdish the uber separately? Both cases are telling us that the uber is kadosh, and the Gemara explains, but tzricha, you need both cases. Because the Itmar Baha had he only taught the second case where you're makdish the mother, mishum de'ema chazi legufa, since the mother herself, the cow itself is roi for carbon, the migud de nachasi kedusha la nachsav nami levlad. So once it's chal on the mother, memele it's expand itself to the uber as well. Aval idach, the first case where you only makdish the vlad, lo, where the vlad at this stage is not roi for carbon, is not born yet, I would think the kedusha shouldn't be chal, kamash blon hada, even in that case when the uber is not born, I can directly makdish the uber. V'yitmar b'ha, had you taught only the first case where you makdish directly the uber, so mishum de kamafarish kedusha al vlad, I specified, I articulated, I wanted to be makdish the vlad. V'ha'i, the second case where you're only makdish the mother, when I didn't specify the uber, lo, I would think that perhaps the kedusha wouldn't be chal, and tzricha, even in that case, Rabbi Yochanan says the kedusha is chal on the uber. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go through a series of questions challenging the other opinion of Barpada. Barpada is the one who held that kedusha is not chal on the uberin. So Yosef Rabbi Zeir was one sitting down and learning. The Kamar Lashmais is going through the sugya, the Shita of Barpada, trying to understand his position. He's going through various brises to see if Barpada lines up with them or not. So Eisevei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira, now Rabbi Yirmiyah is a Bar Plukta, Rabbi Zeira, they were partners, they were Charusas. So Rabbi Yirmiyah challenged Rabbi Zeira from the following Brisa, the following Mishnah from later on in the Masechta. Rabbi, it says, Ketan Ma'arimim Ala Bachor, how does one trick? How does one undermine? How does one circumvent having any Kedusha being Chal on the Bachor? We know if the Bachor is born, you have to give it to the Kohen. But let's say you don't want to give it to the Kohen. Is there a way to prevent the Kedusha Bachor being Chal? So the Mishnah explains, Ketan Ma'arimim Ala Bachor, Hamivakeres, a woman, a cow or an animal that has not yet given birth to any animals yet. So this is the first time she's a mivakeres, she's giving birth to a bechor. So hamivakeres, shahayisem uber, she's pregnant. So the bechor is not kadosh until he actually is born. It has to require peterechem. So if the bechor, if it's an uber, it's not a kedushas bechor just yet. So the mivakeres is shahayisem uberes. So Omer, the owner of the mother, the owner of this mivakeres, says ma shebimeiha shelzo laola, that which is inside the stomach, the womb of this cow should be an ola, which is not a bechor. It's different than a bechor. So what's the din? Yalda zachar harezu ola. So the din is that we know an ola only comes from a zachar. So if in fact we don't care if it's born a girl, so we don't care about that. If it's born a boy, so the din is the boy is actually going to be an ola. This male will be an ola, and it will not be a bechor. Even though it's the firstborn, you're able to circumvent the kedusha by calling it an ola prior to its birth. So we see Alma kadosh ubar. So when he called it an ola, it was an ola ready when it was an uber, ready inside the me'ah of the mother. So this goes against Farpada, who hold that ain't kedusha chal al an uber. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Zeira responds back to Rabbi Yirmiyah in defense of Farpada, ki masniyahi, that price is b'kedushas damim. That's talking about a situation where the makdish, the uber, not for an ola, but the damim of the uber should be used for an ola. And the din of Barpada, he only said that a kedushas guf can't be chal on uber, but he did agree, we didn't say this, but the understanding is that he would allow kedushas damim to be chal on an uber. That's how he gets out of this. So Gemara says, wait a second, mi alima kedushas damim de kamafki lei mina bacharam. So forgetting my father for a moment, how is Kedusha's Damim able to prevent the Bechor from being Chal? Is it Kedusha's Damim strong enough to prevent Kedusha's Bechor, which is inherent, which is intrinsic to this animal, that Kedusha's Damim could prevent it from being Chal? And Amalei in, Rabbi Zeira says, yes, it is able to. Kedusha's Damim can prevent Kedusha's Aguf from being Chal. And he brings a Rai V'Hatan, the Mishnah Maseches Bechoris teaches us that Koa Kodshim Shekodam Mum Kavua Lekdeshim. So let's say there's a mum kavua before I was makdish an animal. So I've got an animal that's a bal mum, an animal that's missing a leg. And I go ahead and makdish this bal mum, the din is viniftu, I can redeem the animal, and that animal gives birth to an animal, a firstborn, chayavim bebechora, bematanos, it becomes a regular chulun animal, if I makdish a bal mum. So Gemara says, time only because the la'acha sheniftu, that after I redeemed the animal, made it completely chulin, dehem chayavim, it's chayavim b'chor, it's chayavim matanos. Aval kodem sheniftu, if I was makdish a bal mum, and I hadn't yet redeemed it, so it's still kadosh, which is only kedushas damim. Because since I can't bring a bal mum as a carbon, by definition it can't be kedushas aguf. So we're talking about kedushas damim. So if I'm makdish an animal, bal mum, with kedushas damim, if I haven't redeemed it yet, but kodem sheniftu, it's pater from a bechor. So we see from here, Alma, the alima kedushas damim, the mafkilei mi bechora, that being makdish an animal with kedushas damim is able to prevent any chalos of a bechor thereafter.
And therefore, and then what do you do? When it's born,
it's nothing. If the animal is born, if an animal has a kedushas damim, gives birth to a bechor, that bechor is meaningless. It's just a regular animal.
The animal itself has, the mother has kedushas damim.
Kedushas damim. So that you have to, at that point, you have to redeem the money off it. Use the money for the base of Mikdash. So then Eisive, the Gemara asks further, Rabbi Yirmiyah challenges Rabbi Zeira further on Barpada. Ha'omer, one who says, Masha b'me'eha shel zo li'ola. That which is inside this cow should be used for an ola. Muteris begiza, and the mother, now we're talking about a mother itself, cow, that's chulim. So now that cow itself, you have it, you use it for giza, you could shear the wool, and vasura b'avoda, but you can't use it for the avoda. Why can't you use the mother cow for an avoda, or the mother sheep for as an avoda? It's not kadosh, only the uber inside is kadosh. So the Gemara explains, mishum kichosh uber sheba, because it weakens the uber. Granted, the mother sheep itself, the mother cow itself, is not kadosh, but since by working it, it's going to weaken the uber inside, it's aser to do avoda on that mother. But we see either way that clearly there's kedusha of that uber, even though it's not yet born. This is against barpada. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeri says back, no, Hanami, Kedusha is Damim. This too is Kedusha is Damim. Again, Barpada only says Kedusha's Guf is in Chal on an Uber, but Kedusha's Damim is Chal on an Uber. And since it's Kedusha's Damim, you can't do Avoda. So Gemara says, wait a second, Umi Alima Kedusha's Damim da Asir Lei Bavoda? Is Kedusha's Damim strong enough that it answers Avoda? You could use an animal as Kedusha's Damim for Avoda. I'm like, yeah, no, you can't. In Taka, you can't, says Rabbi Zeira. An animal that's Kedusha's Damim, you cannot use for Avoda. Vatna, and the Mishnah tells us also in Maseches Becharos, the Yotzin L'chulin L'gazez V'lu'aved. If you have a Baal Mum, that you're Makdish. So now that Makdish, that Baal Mum is only Kedusha's Damim. The din is, after you've redeemed it, then, once it's Yotzin L'chulin, so then Gizev Avoda is permitted. But prior to being Poda, time of Mishim Deniftu, only because you redeemed it can you do Gizev Avoda. Hakodim Shiniftu, prior to redeeming it, which it's in the state of Kedusha's Damim only, the Halacha is Asurin Bavoda. Ama Kedusha's Damim de Asirlei Bavoda. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyah is not done yet. He wants to ask another question to Rabbi Zeira. Eisve. He asks a question from our very Mishnah about the din of Ein Kedusha Chal ala Uber. Ein Memirin Leivarim Beuberin Vla Uberin Beevarim. You can't do Tamur from an Aver to an Uber, from an Uber to an Aver, from Shalom to an Uber, all the different permutations. So Gemara darshins now and learns from this Medaik from the Mishnah. Emura hu de lo Meimerha. Meimer. You can't do Tamura from an Aver to an Uber and so on and so forth. But ha mikdash kache, but to create kedusha from the beginning, that is permitted. So don't we learn from the Mishnah that you can do makdash in Uber against barpada? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira's response back is bivolade kachim hu de kadishe v'kayme. Our Mishnah is talking about right. What mean? What the hav mean of the Mishnah? That you can't do an Uber to an Aver to an Aver to an Uber. It must be that the Uber already was Kadosh, because if the Uber wasn't yet Kadosh, then there's nothing to even speak of Tamura. So how do you have a case of a Kedusha of an Uber? It must be your Makdish to Uber. And Rabbi Zeri says, no, it's blood they kachim hu de kachi v'kaima. When you're Makdish, a mother animal, a cow, a sheep, so whatever's inside will be Kadosh as well, will also be Kadosh. Fine. But to directly makdish just the Uber alone, that's where Bapada says it doesn't work. But from Vlade Kachim, that actually does work. So the Gemara says, Vlad Kachim, if we're talking about Vlad Kachim, then Uber of a mother, who the mother's Kadosh, so B'mei Iman hu delo avdin, so only, that's another deek is as follows. When can you not do Tamura on the Uber? Only when it's not yet born, when it's still in Mei Iman. But we could be Medayik, Ha abarai, if it came outside, in other words, it was born, avidan, you can create tamura. But we said, the Mishnah tells us of Hatanan, ein vlad osa tamura. You can't do tamura, not only when the vlad is unborn, but even when it is born, even afterwards, you can't do tamura. So there's something incorrect. The Mishnah is not telling us the whole story. And the Gemara says, no, hamani Rabbi Yehudahi damar havlad osa tamura. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can do tamura on vlad Kachim. So the din is now, just to be clear, our Mishnah is talking about a case when the Vlad isn't yet born. And when Vlad's not born, everybody agrees you can't do Tamura. It's Kadosh. If you're Makdish the mother, the Vlad is also Kadosh. But if it's not born, you can't do Tamura. But once it is born, so then there's a machlokas whether you can do Tamura or you can't. Rabbi Yehuda says you can do Tamura, and our Mishnah says is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, just to be clear, when I say the word you can do Tamura, you're not allowed to do it. It's usher. I mean, whether it's effective or not is really the point.
So that Barpada would hold that there's nothing happening there.
No, Barpada would hold.
Because the Vlad in itself is not even Kadosh.
Because
yeah, because Vlad Kachim, he says it is.
Because he was Mekadosh, the
mother.
The mother.
In that case, he would agree the Uber would be Kadosh, right?
If he's only Mekadosh,
right.
If he's Mekadosh the Vlad, he would say that there is no...
If you directly it wouldn't work.
Then there wouldn't be no right. Meshaga.
Exactly, but if you're Makdish the mother, then the Vlad would, he agree? And then when it gets born, the question becomes, either it's a Tamur work or it doesn't work. We don't know what Barpada holds. We just have two opinions in the Tanayim. So then the Gemara wants to take this a little bit further through. Now, that's the case. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda is really the author of the Mishnah. Tamurahu de la avde ha mikdash kadeshi. So the din is that Timur doesn't work on an Aver and Uber and all these different circumstances. But you can infer from here, but that you can be Makdish all these different animals. But Ha'amar, Behuda doesn't, Behuda held Avarim Lokadche. So we're going particularly in the case of Avarim. So Avarim doesn't work to do Timura, but only Timur doesn't work. But to be Makdish in Aver should work. But Rabbi Huda doesn't hold a Makdish in Aver. He thinks your Makdish Aver doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no, Hachab Ma'askinan Be'Aver Shen Hashem Tluya Bo. So in general, the Gemara in Kedushin talks about, and elsewhere, in the and here in Timur as well, that if you're Makdish in Aver, the Machlok is whether that Aver is Kadosh or not. But everybody agrees, if you're Makdish in Aver, Shen Hashem Tluya Bo, it's a vital organ, then even Rabbi Huda would agree that an Aver can be Makdish. So when the Mishnah says that Timur doesn't work on Avarim, which implies a Hekdesh does work in Avarim, and Rabbi Huda is the author, it has to be a case where you're talking about the Aver that Neshama's Tluya Bo, where even Rabbi Huda would agree that a Kedusha would be Chal. Fine. So then the Gemara says further, asks another question. Esive Makdishin Avarim V'Ubarin Avalo Mimirim. So here it's a clear Mishnah, this is going to be in the Daf Tezayin in the Masechta. That person can be Makdish in Aver, he can be Makdish in Uber, he just can't do Timura. But you can do Hekdesh, so this is a clear Mishnah against Barpada. And the Gemara says, no, Hachanami Bivladi Kachim. This is also, meaning when you're Makdish the mother, Mimela, the Uber, the Vlad becomes Kadosh as well, and even Barpada agrees. Well, even Bladi Kachim, you're talking about Bladi Kachim, so my Makdishin, how Kachim Bekaime? Why do you have to do an act of Kedusha? If you already Makdish the mother once, so it's already Kadosh Bekaime. So what's the second Makdish going to be effective on the Vlad Kachim? So the Gemara says, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Makdishin Evarim, you're Makdishin Ever, and then Ume Mirin Behem, because once you're Makdishin Ever, so the din is the entire animal becomes Kadosh, and once the entire animal becomes Kadosh, so then you could do Timura Behen, you could use it for Timura. Avalo, what you can't do is you can't be Memirin Evarim Behem, but you can't do an Ever of a Chulin animal, Timura of Evarim of Chulin does not work from full animals. The Ubrim, second point, now Ubrim, Shekotchu, Bimeiman, Eimamir Mem. And an Uber that's already Kadosh in the Meiman, also you can't do Timura. So they break up the mission in such a way where it's not, the Kedusha isn't referring to the Uber, and the Kedusha is going on the Avarim statement. We're saying really Makdishin Avarim. We're taking the word Ubrim, and we're really saying Makdishin Avarim only. What?
Nothing to do with Uber.
The Hekdesh point has nothing to do with it. The Timur point does, but not the Hekdesh point. The Hekdesh is only referring to a case of Aver. But the Gavi Uber, it's already Kadosh. So Uber, the only conversation is about Timura. That's how they reread the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says further, Vlade Kadshim b'mei iman hudala avida and Timura ha'abri avde. So now we're saying, if we're talking about Vlade Kadshim, so the din from this Mishnah is, when the Vlade Kadshim is b'mei iman, so there we say Timura doesn't work, but that implies ha abrai avde. But once it's born, so then Timur does work. But don't we say hatanan ein avlados osin Timura even after it's born? And Gemara says, like we said earlier, no hamani Rabbi Huda, who holds you can do Timura on a vlad kachim after they're born, and he's the author of that Mishnah later on as well. Well, if Rabbi Huda authored that Mishnah later on, Daf Tezayin, Avar mi kadeshe, does he hold Avar become kadosh? We said he doesn't hold the kadosh. Ha Rabbi Huda lesley Omer lesley, he doesn't hold the statement of Ha Omer raglazu ola kula ola. And the Gemara answers back, no, he does agree in certain circumstances that Amar le halcha b'maskinan b'davar haose osa trefa. That in a situation, I'm not sure why they said it differently before. Yeah, I'm saying that, but it's machlokas in the Gemara. I'm not sure why they chose different statements in each stage of the Gemara here. But there in the Gemara Kedushin, there are two different ways that Rabbi Huda would agree, or two different opinions. When Rabbi Huda would agree that being Makdish Aver would be Pasha Bekula Behema, either it's when it's on an Aver, Shen Hashama Tulibo, or an Aver, that if it were not to be there, it would render the animal Trefa. So these are both statements. So this way it's consistent.
Right.
Okay. Either way, we'll stop here. Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow.
Interesting how many variant mushrooms there are in Timura.